Good morning, children. Welcome to e-learning class. Today, in our second module, we are going to discuss about Newton's first law of motion. In our previous module 1, we learned force. Force is an external effort in the form of pushing, pulling, stretching, compressing, etc., which may move a body at rest or stop a moving body or change the speed of a body or change the direction of a moving body or change the size and shape of the body. And what are the different types of forces we learned? Yes, balanced and unbalanced forces. In case of balanced forces, the resultant of all the forces acting on a body is zero. And in case of unbalanced forces, it is not zero. So today, let us learn in detail about Newton's first law of motion. Before moving to the Newton's first law of motion, let us know the great scientist Galileo's observations on the motion of bodies in inclined planes. He found that when a moving body has no external unbalanced force acting on a body, then there will be no change in its velocity of movement. It will be moving forever with the same velocity throughout. When an object rolls down on an inclined plane, what happens to the velocity of the ball? It increases. In other way, if a ball climbs up on an inclined plane, what happens? The velocity of the ball decreases. What Galileo did in his experiment? He placed two frictionless inclined planes with the same height such a way that these two planes faced each other. See the figure in the PPT slide. In first case, angle of inclinations are equal on both the planes. When a ball is released from left, it would roll down the slope and go up on the opposite side of the same height on the second plane. What is the distance covered by the ball? The distance covered by the ball is also equal because the angle of inclinations are equal on the both the planes. Second time, he changed the angle of inclination on the second plane by decreasing it. Now again, he rolls down a ball from the left side of the plane. It rolls down and moves up on the second plane to reach the same height. The distance covered by the ball, in this case, it will be more. Why? On the second plane, the angle of inclination is decreased. Again, in third case, further it is decreased, the angle of inclination. Again, the ball rolls down from the first plane. And it reaches up on the second plane. What about the distance covered by the ball? The distance covered by the ball is more on the second plane than in the previous case. Like this, it goes on decreasing the angle of inclination on the second plane. Finally, on the second plane, he made the angle of inclination as zero. So, if the ball rolls from the left side of the plane, it rolls down, and on the second plane, it became as horizontal. So the ball moves how much distance to reach the same height? It goes on moving. So how much distance it goes, we don't know. Because here we have assumed that the unbalanced force on this marble is zero. Is it possible, children? No. Because when a body is in motion, the other forces like frictional force, air resistance always will be present. So here we can conclude that the unbalanced force is required to change the motion of an object, but no external force is needed to maintain the uniform motion which is already making. So children, Galileo concluded from his experiment, it is the tendency of the body to oppose any change in its state of motion or rest. Next, we move to the Newton's first law. Newton investigated, further taking the ideas of Galileo's on force and motion of the objects. He found three fundamental laws on motion of objects. But today, we will learn only Newton's first law of motion. What is Newton's first law? A body continues to be in a state of rest or of uniform motion along a straight line unless acted upon by an unbalanced force. Let us know this in detail. Mainly this law consists of three parts. A body at rest continues at rest until an external force is applied on the body to move. Children, let us illustrate this with an example. If a book lying on a table continues to lie there only, yes, unless we apply a force to move a book. Similarly, in our houses, a table, chair, sofa, bed, etc. continue to lie where they are unless we apply a force on them. Now, second part. A body in uniform motion continues to move uniformly unless an external force is applied to change its speed. Let us take some examples. A ball rolling on the ground does stop after some time. When the engine of a car is switched off, but children, here it stops after traveling some distance. Children, in fact, motion of every body is being opposed by the invisible forces like air resistance and friction between the body and the ground. If these opposing forces are removed, what happens? A body in uniform motion will continue to move uniformly and never stop on its own. Now let us move to the third part. A body moving along a straight line to move along the same straight line unless an external force is applied on the body to change its direction of motion. Let us consider an example. To turn a car moving over a straight road, what we do? We have to apply a force on the steering wheel of the car. See in another example. Can your bicycle change its straight line path on its own? No. So you have to turn the handle to change the straight path. From all these Newton's first law, what it defines? It defines force. Actually, meaning of Newton's first law is a body on its own cannot change its state of rest or of uniform motion along a straight line unless an unbalanced force applied on the body to change the state. So this property we call as inertia. What is inertia? Inertia of a body is the inability of the body to change by itself its state of rest or state of uniform motion along a straight line. That is why Newton's first law is called the law of inertia. Actually, inertia of a body is measured by the magnitude of force required to change the state of body. Let us find out the relation between mass and inertia. Example, in your classroom, teacher asks to lift a bench and a duster, in which case you find easy. To lift a duster is very easy than a bench. Why? Because the mass of a bench is more than a mass of the duster. So the inertia is also more in the case of bench than the duster. So children, here mass and inertia are directly proportional to each other. If mass is more, inertia is also more. Inertia are of three types: inertia of rest, inertia of motion, and inertia of direction. Inertia of rest, it is the inability of a body to change by itself from the state of rest. What it means? A body at rest remains at rest and cannot start moving on its own. Rather, a body at rest opposes the forces which try to move it. Let us take some examples. When a bus or a train starts suddenly, what happens to the person sitting inside the train or bus? Yes, person tends to fall backwards. Why? Because the lower part of the person's body starts moving with the bus or train, but the upper part of the body tries to remain at rest. Why? Because this is due to inertia of rest. Let us perform some small activity. Take a glass tumbler, playing card, an old 5-rupee coin and 1-rupee coin. On a glass tumbler, you keep a playing card. Top of that, you keep 5-rupee coin. You flip a card. What happens? A coin falls in the tumbler. Second time, you keep, instead of 5-rupee coin, keep 1-rupee coin. Again, you flip the card. Again, 1-rupee coin also falls in the glass tumbler. Why? Due to inertia of rest, coin falls in the tumbler. Only the difference you find here, in case of 5-rupee coin, little difficult you will face. Because 5-rupee coin has more mass than the 1-rupee coin. Let us consider another example. When we shake vigorously a branch of a mango tree, what happens? The mangoes fall down. Why? How mangoes fall down? This is because on shaking, the branch comes in motion and the mangoes tend to remain at rest due to inertia of rest. Therefore, the mangoes get detached and fall. You can go through some more examples in my PPT slides. Now, let us move to the inertia of motion. It is the inability of a body to change by itself its state of motion. What is this meaning? A body in motion remains in motion and cannot stop on its own. Rather, a body is in motion, the forces opposes which try to stop it. Let us take some practical situations. What happens to the person if a bus or train stops suddenly? Yes, a person sitting inside tends to fall forward. Why? Because the lower part of the body comes to rest with the bus or train, but the upper part of the person's body tends to continue in motion due to inertia of motion. Now, move to inertia of direction. It is the inability of a body to change by itself in direction of motion. That is, a body moving along a straight line will continue to move along the same direction unless some external force changes it to change the direction of motion. See with some examples. When a car rounds a curve suddenly, what happens to the people inside the car? Yes, if a car is in maximum speed, the persons in the car will be thrown out from the car. To avoid this, we must wear seat belts. First of all, let me ask how they are thrown out. Because while the car turns, the persons try to maintain their original direction of motion due to inertia of direction. Let us see another example. An umbrella protects us from rain. It is based on the property of inertia of direction. How? The raindrops falling vertically cannot change their direction of motion on their own and wet us with the umbrella on. Now, let us recapitulate what we learned. Galileo's experiment. It is the tendency of the body to oppose any change in its state of motion or rest. What is Newton's first law? A body continues in a state of rest or of uniform motion along a straight line unless an unbalanced force applied on it to change the state. Inertia of a body is the inability of the body to change by itself its state of rest or state of uniform motion. Inertia and mass are directly proportional to each other. Inertia are of three types: inertia of rest, inertia of motion, inertia of direction. Thank you, children. Let us meet in our next module.